offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Let us turn to Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will. For by the grace given me I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. These days, a serious social problem is addiction. Whether people are adults or youth, regardless of generations, what terribly causes people to stumble from has been said as addiction. At the moment, people have been addicted to three kinds of addictions. Addiction is extremely scary. One is that people are addicted to smartphones. If people do not have smartphones, they feel insecure so they cannot stay still. They get blocked from neighbors, friends, family relations and they confine themselves to their own personal space. Inside an elevator, when walking on the street, during the worship service, everywhere people are on their smartphones. Also, people are addicted to games. Not only adults, but young people like youth, they are into games and gambling. The figure says that there is about 36% of youth that lost 10 million to 20 million won through illegal gambling. To finance money for this, crime goes around again in a vicious circle. These days, the accidents that take place countlessly are caused by addiction of games. Virtual figures are considered as their own selves and they commit brutal violence, yet they do not feel a sense of guilt even. People are losing their identity. Also, people are addicted to pornography. The society is all addicted to pornography. Healthy mindset and identity have been negatively affected. Sex has been presented as something that is commercialized. Youth is not living their life as a next generation, but as a different generation. In this generation, how should Christians live? We really need to ponder about it in a Christian point of view. The wonder of living fish is that these do not get soaked by the sea water. They swim against the current and survive. Real Christians are not the people that flow along the current of the world, but they are people that lead the changes of the world and go against the flow. This is a life of a real Christian. The Lord also came to this world and casted out the darkness. At that time, religion and politics colluded with each other. The resistance of Pharisees and teachers of the law were fierce. Nevertheless, the Lord seriously criticized their hypocrisy, falsehood, fake faith, pretending to be true Christians and showing off. The Lord did not remain silent about the downfall of the generation. This is a spirituality of faith. The religious reformer that went against the flow of depraved generation is the Lord. Who are people of God? The people that blocked the crime and evil by the cross, casted darkness by the light, and these are the people that caused a current of corruption to flow the other way around. Jehoshaphat was like that and also Elijah was like that. What does a real faith look like? Have a look at Revelation, chapter 3, verse 4. It says, "Yet you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy." Even when a church in Sardis was corrupted, there were a few people that did not get corrupted and kept their faith. In Jeremiah, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Go up and down the streets of Jerusalem, look around and consider, search through her squares. If you can find but one person who deals honestly and seeks the truth, I will forgive this city." It says, if you can find one person that deals honestly and acts in the truth, then God will forgive this city. It refers to a person that God seeks. These are the people that are guards that keep their generation and their faith. The judgment of Sodom is not a result of sin and evil. Because there were not 10 righteous people that would stop sin and evil, they could not stop judgment. The work of God is not carried out by a lot of people. God seeks a few people that are not corrupted, one person that acts according to the truth. If there are 10 righteous people, they can block the sin and evil and they can cause the current of depraved generation to flow the other way around. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be people of faith like this. I like this hymn out of hymns which says, it will still be my stay when the fashions of earth and the mist are dissolving away. When I was young, I remember one pouring rainy day in a monsoon season. I was in a countryside. I saw a fish paddling on a rooftop. It must have flowed the current of the water. I thought it fell from the sky. But I later found out that it traveled along the current of rain and came up. It was because the fish was alive. That is right. Have a look at a group of people that first believed in Jesus in our nation. When we only had a Christian population of 300,000 people, these were the people that initiated the first March independence movement for independence of our nation. These patriots were Christians. They led the spirit of people to arise, and when things were corrupt, they served a role of salt. Towards a dark world, they shone the light. But Christians of these days have lost their spirituality and zeal. They became imitated to the world and are carried away by the current of water. We need to soar and get up. We need to restore our zeal of faith. We need to shine the light again. We need to have this life movement that is in Jesus, and towards this generation, we need to blow the trumpets of ram's horns. In our main passage today, it introduces about what a spiritual worship is, in 3 points. Offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He said, this is your spiritual act of worship. That is right. In this new year, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that we will worship Him in a way that He is pleased with and offer ourselves as living sacrifices, by restoring ourselves to be spiritual worshipers. In faith, there is nothing more important than a worship service. A failure to worship God is a failure of faith. A sermon, prayer, singing praise and worship songs, offerings, these are all parts of worship service. A worship service is a time that you meet God and you fellowship with God. We need to worship God in a wholehearted way. An essence of faith is restoring worship service. In this new year, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will be spiritual worshipers that offer yourselves to Him as living sacrifices. More than anything else, as shown in verse 1, He wants us to offer ourselves as living sacrifices. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. God says that this is a spiritual act of worship. A worship service is kneeling down before God. It is giving glory to God. At some point, when people talked about an open worship service, people thought that untying neckties, wearing jeans on the podium was an open worship. It became a trend. An open worship service is not like this. What is an open worship service? An open worship service is the one that we worship God with an open heart, spirit, minds towards Him. My spirit would go to the throne of God and communicate with God. This is an open worship service and a spiritual worship service. When it comes to faith, there is nothing more important than a worship service. Through the worship service, God fellowships with human beings and blesses us. In Revelation, chapter 11, verse 19, it says, then God's temple in heaven was opened, and within His temple was seen the ark of His covenant. And there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, an earthquake and a great hailstorm. Through worship service, when the temple in heaven was opened, they could see the Ark of His covenant. In Revelation, chapter 11, verses 1-2, it says, I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar, and count the worshipers there. But exclude the outer court, do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. It says only count the worshipers that worship in a temple, altar and within it. It means that consider the worshipers as a measurement, in other words, as a possession. This is a worship that is spiritual, and a worship service that experiences the glory of God. It is a worship service that has the presence of God and a godly communication. In the Bible, there are 3 kinds of worship services. First one was a sacrifice that has been given but was rejected. It was a sacrifice that Cain offered. Let us look at Genesis, chapter 4, verse 5. It says, "But on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast." It was not that Cain did not give offering, but he gave it in a wrong way. He gave it in a way he preferred. He gave it in his own way. God did not receive it. Our faith as well, are we not living in a way that we prefer and we like? Also, God rejected a sacrifice that is given out of a formality. Let us look at Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 12 to 13. It says, "When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths and convocations, I cannot bear your evil assemblies." It was a worship service that did not set their hearts centered on God. It was a worship service that was given just out of a formality. It is not a worship service that we give to God because we have time left. We do not give offerings because we have a plenty of material resources. We give worship service when we are busy. We take time off to worship God because we give to God what is most precious. We give to God first, and this is a true worship. Also, God seeks worshipers that worship in spirit. In John, chapter 4, verses 23 to 24, it says, "Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." Right now, we live in a world where it is like a world flooded with worship services. Oftentimes we do not feel the importance of worship service. Whenever I go to North Korea, I truly realize how precious it is to be able to have a worship service with praise and worship, prayer and the word. They cannot worship easily and they cannot sing praise and worship songs freely. After I spend a week in North Korea and come back to South Korea, I really feel that it is a privilege to be able to worship in freedom. More than anything else, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will restore your spiritual act of worship. Then, how can we worship God in spirit and truth? Let us look at the latter part of verse 1. It says, "Offer your bodies as living sacrifices." Offer your bodies as living sacrifices. This has been said as spiritual worship. When giving sacrifices, sacrifice needs to be killed for sure. We cannot give what is alive as a sacrifice. But, it has been said, offer as living sacrifices. Pay a special attention to a part where it says a living sacrifice. It means that a life itself is a worship. A worship service that we give at church is not only a worship service. We should not live in a holy way on Sundays. There are some people that are like angels at church but at home, like devils. It is a wrong faith. At church and at home, we need to be the same. The real faith is that a life itself is a worship service. It has been said that this is a living sacrifice that we need to offer to God, and it has been said that this is a spiritual worship. Especially, children, since they are young, they need to restore their worship services. At home, like Samuel, young children need to be raised up like Nazarites. They need to grow up like people set apart from the others. What is the way to heal the next generations that have been negatively influenced by the unhealthy culture? It is only by the gospel. The gospel that has been bloodstained by Jesus Christ can also help people to get away from the darkness. It will allow people to get away from addiction. It is possible if life movement takes place. If the life gets in people, they will be restored. In John, chapter 8, verse 32, it says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." When Jesus Christ, that is the truth, controls our hearts, our spirits will live. A worshiper has a different way of living. Let us read verse 2. It says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will." It lists three things here. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. It mentions it in the first part of this verse. The Lord said that this generation is an evil and lustful generation. He said this is like a generation of Noah. A generation of Noah was the generation that left from God. He said, "Do not conform to the pattern of this generation." Conform means getting assimilated. Thoughts and actions that left from God naturally would cause people to be similar to the patterns of the dark generation. Right now, the society is having a downfall of healthy identity and ideas. Homosexuality is presented as a beautiful love. Even animals do not have homosexuality. Only human beings are destroying the creation order. Churches need to take a lead in creating a society that is healthy, and we need to stop this evil. Also, we need to renew our hearts every day. It says, in the latter part, verse 2. It says, "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will." The change of faith begins from the heart within. In our word today, it says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Saint Augustine, that is famous in the church history, spent such a life in debauchery when he was young. He did not get married but had a partner and even had a son. When he was 32 years old, while living a life that way, he heard a sermon of famous Ambrose and he came to repent. After he repented, he met a woman that he used to meet back in old days. This woman asked him and tempted him by saying, "Why do you not come to our pub these days?" Augustine answered her by saying, "Augustine of old days is dead, now I have become a new person." That is right. Christians are the people that no longer have their old selves but became new. This has been mentioned in the 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has gone, the new has come." The real change is a change that takes place heart to life. It is about life becoming similar to the life of the Lord. It is a living sacrifice. Also, we need to be able to test and approve what God's will is. It has been noted in the latter part of verse 2. It says, "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing and perfect will." There is a will that belongs to the Spirit. And there is a will that belongs to the flesh. There is a will of God and there is a will of human beings. Living according to the will of God is a life of a spiritual worshipper. If it is not a will of God, we need to be able to reject it strictly. In Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8, Daniel was firm. It says, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way." Even Daniel was taken as a captive of Babylon, and even the king gave him all sorts of really good food, as these was the food that had been given to other gods as sacrificial food. Daniel did not eat it. Compare the people that ate really good food for 10 days and compare them with Daniel that only had vegetables. After 10 days, these were compared and it says, that a face of Daniel shone even more brightly. It was because God had given him grace. God gave him wisdom and at the end, God lifted him up to be the second leader of Babylon. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants our bodies to be offered as living sacrifices. Our lives needs to be a life of worshiper. Not only at church but at home and at workplaces, in society, we need to live a life of a worshiper. This is a spiritual worship. We should not be influenced, swayed by the negative current of this generation which is evil and lustful. We should not follow it but go against it. A wild duck lives in water but does not get wet by water. It is because an oil comes out from feathers. Real Christians live in the world but they win against the world. When we get restored to be spiritual worshipers, our souls will live, our families and people will live. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.